created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's just going to be you and me. And maybe that's our regular guest. Who's on the line? Is it David?
Pastor David Whitney here, Dr. Stan.
Hey, David, good to hear from you. And, of course, those of you who don't know, Pastor David Whitney is with the Institute on the Constitution, trying to educate the American people about the Christian foundation of this nation. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the people who created this country were primarily Christians. The whole idea of our Constitution was to limit the power of government. Men were to be subservient to God, not to government. And with this, because of the belief that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that men could live and they could live free if they were answerable to God. And of course, the question anytime should be, when something comes up, what would Jesus do? What is the right thing to do? Because we're answerable not to government, to God. Well, that's the way it was initially. But there are those who want a dictatorship in America, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a massive military to protect us from the wicked communists. I mean, why do you think we have all those troops stationed in Japan? Don't. Over 30,000 troops stationed in Japan and Korea to protect us from the wicked communists in China. And yet we have more communism and socialism in America than they have in either communist China or communist Russia. We've adopted all of the socialist plans here because there are those who want a dictatorship. Communism is not redistribution of the wealth. Communism is the centralization of power in government so a small group can, certainly a subversive group can rule the nation, and the subversives are here. The danger is not over in the Near East, in the Middle East, from the wicked terrorists who we are financing and always finance. The danger is here in Washington, D.C., with the people who control both political parties, who rigged the last election and make mockery out of the electoral process. And until people understand that, very little is going to make sense. Pastor David Whitney, you pick up the story about our Constitution and your effort and our effort to educate the people about this amazing document, which is still the law of the land and totally ignored by the subversives who control both the Congress and the Senate. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. They control both the Congress and the Senate, and tragically, and perhaps most disastrously for our constitutional republic, they have controlled the courts, the federal courts, for many, many years, perhaps close to 100 years now, definitely the past 80 years. And it's in the courts that they've accomplished their greatest destruction of our constitutional republic. And the reason that's happened is, our founders wisely structured our government in such a way that they knew they could protect against a change in the form of government, that is, a change from a constitutional republic to a democracy or some other socialist form of government. They protected against it with the three branches, each counterbalancing one another's powers and preventing anyone from abusing that power. But skillfully, those subversives who wanted to change our system of government recognized there was one branch of government that had essentially become unaccountable, and that is the judiciary. It was not designed to be unaccountable. No, not at all. Our founders designed it to be greatly accountable, impeachment being the power of the Congress to remove anyone from the federal judiciary who violates the Constitution. But they saw, as well, Thomas Jefferson saw early in our constitutional republic, that you know, impeachment was merely a scarecrow. It was kind of there to scare somebody, but it was a very ineffective scarecrow, because he saw, well, Samuel Chase was the first Supreme Court justice impeached. He was impeached by the House, but he was not removed by the Senate, which means the penalty was just a slight slap on the hand. And so Thomas Jefferson warned very early, when he saw this, that we were in danger of the judicial branch of our federal government becoming tyrannical and destroying the structure of government. He said this in a letter to Thomas Ritchie in September 1820. He wrote this letter and he said, quote, "The judiciary of the United States is the subtle core of sappers and miners constantly working underground to undermine our Constitution, from a coordinate of a general and special government to a general supreme one alone. This will lay all things at their feet. I will say that against this every man should raise his voice and more should uplift his arm." He was calling for an uprising of citizens who would restore the balance that was designed by our founders. So as early as 1820, he saw the danger of the federal judiciary beginning to destroy the structure and the balance of powers. Well, how did that work? Well, you see, the federal judiciary, we've talked a bit about before, their powers, that all power vests, that is permanently resides in the Supreme Court. But the lower federal courts, everything below the Supreme Court, is brought into existence by Congress, can be changed, altered by Congress, so the districts can be reshaped or eliminated altogether or added to, and so on. Those are completely under the direction of Congress. But the most important part of Article 3, which is the judicial branch article, Article 3, Section 1, the most important branch part of that article is that judges hold office during good behavior. That is, the common conception today is that, well, when a federal judge is elevated to the bench, and that's the term used, elevated to the bench, because they know he becomes godlike in taking that position. When he's elevated to the bench, most people today perceive that is a lifetime appointment. That is, if he gets up to a federal bench and he's on the road to the Supreme Court, he's going to be a judge for the rest of his life. Our founders said not so. Only during good behavior, which is defined as fidelity to the Constitution. The judge takes an oath to the Constitution. If he violates his oath to the Constitution, he is not behaving well. He has violated the standard of good behavior. And our founders then designed the legislative branch. Articles of impeachment were to be drawn up by the House, and a trial was to be held by the Senate to remove that judge from his position when he was not faithful to the Constitution. Now, the structure of not electing judges at the federal level, by the way, there's many states, Alabama's one state I can think of, that elects their judges, including all the way to the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama. Our good friend Chief Justice Roy Moore just won in this last election, one of the only bright spots that I could see out of this election. He won the position. The people voted him back in as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. But on the federal level, there's no election of judges. Judges are appointed. We'll talk about their process of appointment in a moment. But the design was that they would be insulated from particular political pressure. Gouverneur Morris.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, RAM trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck. Right now, at the RAM Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you really believe, ladies and gentlemen, do you really believe that we have freedom of the press in the United States? Do you honestly believe that the news is reported to you common people? Or are you constantly being manipulated by this small little clique of evil people who control the media? Certainly some years ago, Chief Justice Roy Moore, of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama, put a small monument there in the Supreme Court building, and I forgot whether it was the Ten Commandments, but it was something of religious nature. It was on a piece of stone, and he installed that, and of course there was a tremendous uproar from those people who hate Christianity, those people who want to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, those people who have established for all intents and purposes a dictatorship at the national level, and they actually, of course, had a special commission, and they certainly deposed the constitutionally elected Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Judge Roy Moore, and this was all over the media, all across America, how this terrible man had installed a monument, a small monument with something of religious nature in the Supreme Court building. Well, recently, Judge Roy Moore was voted back in as Supreme Court Justice there in Alabama. And you remember all the articles in the newspaper about that and on television and on radio and totally blacked out. We live, ladies and gentlemen, in a vacuum. And that's why you need to listen to programs like this and certainly get the information that we and others who are on the front lines of this battle put out, so that you can find out what's really going on, because you're never going to find out about it from the controlled media, because their purpose is to control the access to information, and there's certain information they don't want you to know, and that is the vast majority of people in this country are still Christians or hold to Christian values, and of course that America is a republic. We are not a democracy. Furthermore, they rigged the last election. How do we know why? We know that in many of the districts there in Pennsylvania and Ohio, far more people were registered than voted than were registered to vote, and some of them, far more people voted than even lived in that area, according to the census. But of course, they counted their votes, and certainly they wouldn't even allow poll watchers. But immediately after the election, why, of course, that was the time to talk about rigging the election. Instead, they brought forward the story of General Petraeus. The head of the CIA was having an illicit affair with a married woman, and they'd known about it for months. They'd been tapping his phone, and they can tap the phone of the chief, of the head of the CIA. Don't you think that they tap my phone and your phone, especially my phone? My phone's been tapped for years. I know that. I'm not worried about it, because of course we do nothing illicit. We do nothing subversive. It's the subversives who control our government. And we've got to take it back. But do you care about freedom? Pastor David Whitney, pick up the story again. I think it's so vitally important. What was that monument that Judge Roy Moore had?
Yes, it was a monument that contained the Ten Commandments on the top of it. A beautiful monument. I was actually in Montgomery, Alabama on that sad day when it was removed from the rotunda of the Supreme Court building and stuck into a closet. So on the top was the supreme law of the universe, God's law, the Ten Commandments, and then around the sides of the block were statements from the Declaration of Independence, statements from Alabama's Constitution, which, by the way, Alabama's Constitution starts like most state constitutions, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties. An acknowledgement of God is right there in the Alabama Constitution, and the wicked federal judge says, no, the Supreme Court of Alabama cannot acknowledge God. Wait a minute. Their oath requires them to acknowledge God. They took an oath to the Alabama Constitution as well as to the federal Constitution. How can the state of Alabama not acknowledge God when it's supreme law, the very Constitution of the state of Alabama acknowledges God in the very first letters of that document. So it's an absolute idiocy. And again, we have federal courts out of control. Federal courts violating the law, subverting our form of government. But our founders thought, for example, in the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton said he thought that the judiciary would be the least dangerous branch of the three branches of government. And they thought, well, we need to protect them from political pressure, so we're not going to elect judges, but we will appoint those judges for good behavior, and if they behave well, that is, if they're faithful to the Constitution, they'll be in office for the duration of their life. Gouverneur Morris said those who are charged, and he's one of the significant founders, part of the Constitutional Convention, Gouverneur Morris said those who are charged with the important duties of administering justice should, if possible, depend only on God. They had a sense that if the judges were followers of God's law, that is the supreme law of the universe, the Ten Commandments that they found so offensive down there in Alabama, no, they would say that Ten Commandments is the supreme law which the judges themselves are to be relying upon. That is the basis of common law that was throughout English history and the early American colonial history, and then, of course, the early period of our nation's history. The English common law, based upon God's laws, what it was from, was the law of the land. William Blackstone extensively quoted Scripture, and he is the one who his sources of writing on law were what formed the understanding of the whole legal field. All of that's been changed, and was changed beginning in the 19th century. And Thomas Jefferson foresaw what was taking place. For example, he wrote in a letter on September 1820 to William Jarvis, and his letter to Mr. Jarvis, he said this: "You seem to consider the judges the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions. A very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges and their powers are the more dangerous as they are in office for life, that is, if they're not violating the Constitution, and they are not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control, that is, they're not elected to office. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with the corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots. It has more wisely made, that is, our Constitution has more wisely made all the departments co-equal and co-sovereign within themselves. When the legislative or executive functionaries act unconstitutionally, they are responsible to the people in their elective capacity. The exemption of the judges from that is quite dangerous enough. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves." So Jefferson saw the danger happening in his own day in the 1820s. By the end of that 19th century, the revolution was well underway, and in the 20th century, the revolution was completed, where the judiciary, rather than being a co-equal branch of government, which as Jefferson describes there, it does not have supreme power. It is not the final arbiter as to what the Constitution means, which is the false theory accepted by almost everyone today. You know, the Supreme Court issues an opinion, and they call it Roe v. Wade, and everybody says, well, the law of the land is abortion is legal. No, that's not the law of the land. They issued an opinion regarding two individuals, Roe and Wade, and their opinion governs only those two individuals, Roe and Wade, in the specifics of the case. Now the Supreme Court knows that they can try to impose their opinion in that one case on every single state in the union regarding every law that was restricting abortion at that point in time in 1973. And the sad thing is, the American people swallowed it. They said, well, if the Supreme Court has ruled from on high in their black robes, it must be true, and we've got to all bow down and worship whatever the Supreme Court renders because it's the law of the land. And the only way to get rid of the law of the land is, well, we've got to get other Supreme Court justices in. Oh, maybe Justice Roberts will save us from abortion. What a joke that is. Or maybe, you know, this guy or that. No, none of them are going to save us from abortion. And to save us from abortion is when the American people wake up and say, the Supreme Court does not make law. It only issues opinion. And when those opinions are unconstitutional, it's the duty of the legislature to impeach those Supreme Court justices. What should have happened in response to Roe v. Wade in 1973 is every single one of those Supreme Court justices that voted for that wicked opinion would have been impeached by the House and then removed by the Senate from their wicked positions and their wicked, murderous decisions.
But I think that the issue is not, you know, should a woman have a choice or should we respect the sanctity of human life? The issue was the Supreme Court had no jurisdiction. This was an issue that would be decided at the state and the local level. The power of the central government, of the Supreme Court, is limited and defined. But, of course, the Supreme Court doesn't want to be limited by the Constitution. They want to dictate social policy, and this was a matter of social policy, just exactly as they're going to be taking up the subject of gay marriage. They have no business doing that. It has nothing to do with the federal government, people. This is a matter for state and local communities to decide. And if you read the Constitution, you read, I think it's the 45th of the Federalist Papers, why they discuss the Constitution, they say, you know, the powers of the central government are limited and defined. The powers of the state government are unlimited and ill-defined. The whole idea was to limit the power of the federal government so people could be free and they could decide, but it'd have to be done at the state and the local level. Because whenever you have the central authority determining policy, then, of course, you're going to have the murderous policies that are currently being carried out across America. And God is going to bring his judgment on this country because of our intentional effort to kill unborn children. Ladies and gentlemen, God has laid out certain laws. And when we openly advocate killing our own children and torturing foreigners or anybody the government wants to, and there's no outcry from our churches, we're in real trouble. Go right ahead, David.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Which actually, to understand, that is exactly why, as a pastor, I've gotten involved in this. I mean, many people say, David, what are you, that's not the job of a pastor, to be teaching people about the law and about the, actually, I got involved because as a pastor, I was fighting the battles against abortion and against the promotion of sodomy and recognized the real battle is that the citizens don't understand the law and that we have a government acting lawlessly, violating the supreme law of the universe, God's law, violating the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, and violating the state constitutions. And we have a completely corrupt government. Why? Because the people don't know the law, and the people don't know their duty to hold their elected officials accountable to the standard. God's law, the supreme law of the universe, the U.S. Constitution, the supreme law of the land, state constitutions, the law, a supreme law of each state. And if the citizens knew this, they would refuse to vote for wicked people. If the citizens held the right view of law and government, they'd refuse to allow this wicked government to continue in its murderous path. But because we have ignorance, the result is that tyranny is prevailing, and the untold murder of 55 million innocent have been spilled in our land, and God will hold us accountable for that. As citizens, not just elected officials, as citizens, because our duty is to hold our elected officials accountable. Now, you were just mentioning, Dr. Stan, the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. We ought to talk about that next, because that's Section 2 of Article 3 of our Constitution. Section 2 of Article 3 speaks to the jurisdictions of the courts, that all cases in law, statute, and equity, that is, general principles of fairness, arising under the Constitution, under federal laws or treaties made, that they are the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. And important to look at the category that this is covering. It's talking about cases that would involve a foreign official, maybe an ambassador of another country who is being sued in court. Well, it wouldn't be appropriate to have any individual state court do that. That needs to be dealt with at the federal level. Or cases involving admiralty or maritime law. Say a murder was committed at sea on a ship that's an American ship. Well, which state's going to handle that case? Because it's not a case that took place in any one of those states. It took place at sea. So maritime law, again, another area of original jurisdiction for the Supreme Court. Or controversies between two states. Say the state of Alabama was suing the state of Georgia. Whose court system would you feel would be fair and unbiased in that? Well, Georgia's or Alabama's? Well, neither. That's why you need a neutral third party, and that's, again, where the Supreme Court original jurisdiction enters the scene. And also diversity of citizenship, that is, citizens of different states. Say a citizen in Alabama is suing a citizen in the state of Georgia. Again, it wouldn't be appropriate. It certainly wouldn't be fair to allow either of those state courts to handle such a case. So those are the original cases of original jurisdiction with the United States Supreme Court.
Hold that back. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at America. Freedom Now.
Computer Lab in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message is from Computer Lab in Fort Collins. If you're in need of computer repair, call the professionals at 219-0004. That's 219-0004. Or visit online at coloradocomputerlab.com. Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh away. Or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And back here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do is to get a Constitution kit and learn our Constitution and then begin teaching it to others. until we understand why America is different, until we understand really the foundation of the nation we live in, we can't possibly hope to retain it. And the reason we're in trouble today is because, of course, they do not teach the Constitution in our schools or in our colleges. They don't even teach it in our law schools. In fact, many people who graduate from law school have never read the Constitution or studied it. All they know is the case law that's established by those who would change the meaning of our Constitution so they could establish a dictatorship here. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what it's all about. They have established a dictatorship here, and very few people even understand what's going on. Today our government is controlled. Our military is being used to maintain the empire throughout the world. We are killing people throughout the world, imposing new governments, installing dictators all throughout the Muslim world in preparation for the coming great and terrible war with the Muslim world. Understand, these things are happening, and it is being funded with your tax money. Who do you think is funding? Certainly the revolutionary movement in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. Who is supplying the weapons and training of the Al-Qaeda terrorists over there in fighting in Syria today? And they're about to topple the Syrian government and impose another dictatorship there. Only this, the people now are going to get the chemical weapons that we gave to Saddam Hussein, that Saddam Hussein gave to Assad, and now the chemical and biological weapons are going to fall into the hands of the terrorists. And we're on the verge of some terrible things happening in that part of the world, and very few people understand, and it is all financed with our tax money, because the American people don't understand anything that's going on today because of the degree of control that exists over the American people. Think, and the first thing you need to do if we're going to claim our country is for you to understand our Constitution, and you begin teaching it to others. David, why don't you tell people how they get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Our program is designed that anybody can actually conduct a class. It doesn't take a degree in law. In fact, you're far better off, like you said, Dr. Stan. They don't study the Constitution in law school, so they've got a distorted view. I've had students who have gone on to conduct classes and have had attorneys take the class and confess at the end of the class, I never learned any of this in law school. And they confess that they learned more about the Constitution from our course than they ever learned in law school. But it's designed for the average layperson without any background or training to put the DVDs in, show the lectures. We give the host a manual that contains all the answers to the test questions in the student manual. It's a complete 12-week course in one package designed to be turnkey, and we provide support for the person who's hosting the class. That is, if there's questions that come up during the course of the class that are not answered in the lectures, or answered in the supplemental readings or the materials in the student notebook, we will answer them for the host. They just need to call us or email us, and we'll get the answer to them before their next class meets, such that they can say to their students, you know, that's an excellent question. Let me get an answer to you next week. Hold on to that question. We will get back to it next week and give you an answer. So we make it possible for anyone to teach this course. And this is the way, Dr. Stan, we can take our country back. Yes, the wicked tyrants have taken control. Yes, they infest the Supreme Court and the Congress and the White House, but the supreme law of the land is still our United States Constitution. And if a grassroots movement takes place and 100 million Americans understand the Constitution as it was crafted, as it was ratified, what it meant to those who put those words on paper, and we work to restore it and work to elect only those who will abide by that Constitution, we can recover America from this disastrous tyranny. So people can get a host kit by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if people want to go to our website, they can actually purchase it through our web store. Our website is very simple to remember. It's all one word, The American View, theamericanview.com. And when the first page comes up, you'll see a button there to click for our host kit. That'll take you to the web store where you can purchase that host kit and supplemental materials many things that can help you understand the Constitution, lectures on DVD, audio sets, and so on, as well as books. But also the option there is that you could take our U.S. Constitution course online. All the same lectures that you'll get in purchasing the host kit, the same student materials, the PDF files, and the same tests, all that could be taken as an online course. And one of the things that we offer with our online course is 12 hours of interaction with myself as the host of that online course via computer. That is, we have the lectures up there. You take the lectures, and we set a class time in which the students who are available at that time get on their computer, and in an online classroom, we interact and discuss and answer questions and walk through the materials of that preceding week's lecture and homework materials. So that's a big plus for those who want to take the course as an online course. So go to our website, theamericanview.com, either order a host kit or sign up to take the course online. Become a person who is going to know the Constitution and will begin teaching other people. That's the way to take America back. I know many people are very, very frustrated by the results of this past election. Well, what needs to happen is that on a grassroots level, we educate millions and millions of Americans. And everyone can do this. It's not that hard. And we provide all the materials and all the backup and resource you need in order to host a class. And so either go to our website, theamericanview.com, or call us toll-free, 1-866-730-9796. Well, we were speaking about before the break, the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. The original jurisdiction, cases involving foreign officials, cases involving admiralty or maritime law, cases involving controversies between states, or diversity of citizens from different states, or even citizens from foreign countries with citizens in our country, those cases, and then suits between a state and a citizen of another state or nation. And this will, when we talk about the 11th Amendment in the days ahead, we'll get to how that was changed slightly by the 11th Amendment. So original jurisdiction actually contains only that narrow range of cases involving foreign officials and states that are parties to a case. All other cases that come before the Supreme Court are appellate. That is, they're cases that have been appealed up from state courts. That is, a case begins in a state court and it's appealed and it goes up and up. Roe v. Wade is an example of this. It was a case in the Texas courts, and it was appealed from the Texas court to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the amazing thing that we have offered here in an Article 3, Section 2 is the fact that Congress can restrict the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. That is, Congress can say you can hear these type of cases that are appealed up from the states, and this other group of cases you cannot hear. They can restrict the appellate jurisdiction.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, David. We'll be right back here at the American Effort.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800 951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z.
Well, we're talking about the jurisdiction of the courts, that the original jurisdiction is a very narrow range of cases for the Supreme Court and federal courts, and the appellate jurisdiction is all other cases, and Congress can make exceptions. For example, Congress could pass a bill saying abortion is outlawed and restrict the Supreme Court from ever hearing another case regarding abortion. They can do that. Article 3 here, Section 2, gives Congress power to limit the Supreme Court and the federal court's appellate jurisdiction. They haven't used this in perhaps over 100 years, but it is a power available to them to rein in this out-of-control Supreme Court. And they need to use it. I mean, it's their duty when they see the Supreme Court acting in ways unconstitutional. It's interesting to see the purpose of the Supreme Court was really to be a check against the other two branches of federal government. That is, if the legislature spills ink on a piece of paper and they call it law, and then they pass it on to the executive branch, and what do we say? Well, the president signs it into law. Is it law? No. It may not be law, depending on whether it is constitutional or not. Then the Supreme Court, if it's not a constitutional law, is supposed to weigh in and say, wait a minute, this law does not meet the test of constitutional standards. It violates this aspect of the Constitution or that aspect of the Constitution. It's not law. And if so, their job really is to be, you can envision trap shooting. You know, you throw that clay pigeon out there in the sky, and a good marksman is going to take aim, and he's going to pow. He's going to shoot that trap, and it's going to scatter clay pigeon to pieces. That's what the Supreme Court's supposed to do with unconstitutional law put forward by the legislative branch, signed by the executive branch. They should be shot down by the Supreme Court of the United States. Federal law. That's their job, and that's what they primarily did throughout most of the 19th century. But beginning early on in the 20th century, that began to turn and to change and barely picked up steam during FDR's regime, when the law, the focus of the Supreme Court was no longer on stopping the federal government. Early on in FDR's reign, they tried to stop his New Deal, and then they turned coat and began to allow it to pass. But the aim of the Supreme Court was no longer shooting down the pigeons of the federal unconstitutional law. They turned to shooting down state law, claiming that state law is unconstitutional. That's their appellate jurisdiction. It's not their primary job. It's not what they're supposed to be doing. And Congress can rein them in and take their gun away and say, no, you cannot shoot down any state law that says abortion is murder and we're gonna treat the abortionist as murder. You cannot shoot down any state law that says sodomy is a crime, like they did in the case Lawrence v. Texas. What the federal government has been doing is not, or the Supreme Court and the federal government has been doing, not its job to protect us against National Defense Authorization Act and say that's unconstitutional, Obamacare, that's unconstitutional, all the unconstitutional things passed by Congress, they're giving a pass to all those wicked pieces of legislation. Instead, they've turned their gun exclusively aiming at shooting down state law. That should not be allowed to go on. They should not be permitted to do that. That's not their primary focus. So instead of doing their true job, shooting out of the sky unconstitutional, unlawful federal legislation, they're focused exclusively on shooting down state statutes that they don't like, and it's really not their job. And they should be reined in, just like you've got an attack dog, and the attack dog is attacking the wrong person. You need to put a collar on that dog. You need to put a chain on that dog. You need to nail that dog down so it will not attack those who it is not supposed to attack. And that was a danger I think Thomas Jefferson saw with our federal judiciary, early on in the 19th century. He had a lot of foresight about what was coming down the pike, and he said that the direction he saw our Supreme Court going was a very dangerous direction. And one of the prime cases in the history of the Supreme Court that expanded their powers really beyond what the design of the original founders were for our government was the case Marbury v. Madison. And Jefferson had a statement about Marbury v. Madison, excuse me. It took place right in his time as president. But he wrote a letter to William Johnson, to a judge, actually, Judge William Johnson, in June of the year 1823. And he said, the case of Marbury and Madison is continually cited by bench and bar as if it were settled law, without any animadversions on its being merely an obiter dissertation of the Chief Justice Marshall. But the Chief Justice says, quote, there must be an ultimate arbiter somewhere. True, there must be. But the ultimate arbiter is the people, Jefferson said. The ultimate arbiter is the people who understand the Constitution, who follow the Constitution, who see that the Constitution is enforced by holding their elected officials accountable, by voting for those who are constitutionally qualified. The people are the ultimate arbiter, not the Supreme Court. And so Jefferson very, again, astutely saw the direction things were going. He saw how the case Marbury v. Madison was being used, and he saw that this was a lie, the lie that the Supreme Court was the supreme and final judge as to what was constitutional in our land. He rightly said, no, it is not. It is the people who know the Constitution and hold their elected officials accountable, which really brings us to the problem. You could say the problem's all in Washington, D.C., and the wicked officials there. And, well, we've got some good arguments to make that point. But the real problem, I believe, is with the people. We have bad government in Washington, D.C. because the people do not know the standard there to hold their elected officials accountable. They don't know the standard by which they're to evaluate a candidate running for office. You know, you got a Barack and you got a Mitt Romney. And wait a minute, neither of these guys understands the Constitution. Neither of these guys is making any commitment to follow the Constitution. And the same with senators, and the same with congressmen, and the same with even our state officials that are elected to the legislative and executive branches or the judicial branches in our state. Many of these people don't have any understanding of the Constitution, and they don't care. The reason they don't care is the people don't know the Constitution, and the people are not holding their feet to the fire. So if we're able to raise up a body of citizens, a million citizens or more, several million citizens who know what the standard is, know what the Constitution says, and who will refuse to allow anybody to receive their precious vote unless they hold to the Constitution themselves. And one of the parts of our course on the U.S. Constitution, we have a list of questions. What qualifies someone for office?
We're out of time, David. God bless. We'll talk to you again next month.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your great work.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Time when I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes of the month, our CDs, our monthly newsletter, or perhaps just to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's up to you, but our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise with us, if you would like to donate, if you'd like to I simply get the tapes and CDs and DVDs and videos and books we offer that will explain to you what's really going on today. And the fact, of course, that the days of America are numbered. There are those, of course, who are using our financial and military power to establish a world empire. And, of course, we spend more money on our military, or almost as much on our military as all the rest of the countries in the world put together. Why? Because we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. We have over 1,000 foreign military bases. Do you think those are to protect America? Of course not. It's to establish the empire, but they cannot let the American people, the common people, understand what's going on. And so they have to bribe them. Oh, certainly 50% of our people don't have to pay any federal taxes. What a wonderful utopian society we live in. But it's all coming crashing down because it's all done on borrowed money. And the whole system is designed to collapse so they can have their dictatorship here, as well as the other countries throughout the world where we are installing dictators, as we did in communist China. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed the communist government in China and in Russia. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We have between 50 and 100,000 copies out there. You need to get the book and read it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can read our newsletters. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs. We have minted and posted there for nothing. We want you to get the information and get it to others. Encourage them to listen to our programs. Tell others. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. You cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand that we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. Or we live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world, and there are powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes, intent upon bringing about a world government and installing a one-world ruler who is the Antichrist, prophesied thousands of years ago. There's nothing new, ladies and gentlemen, only we're living in exciting times when the whole structure of the world is on the verge of collapsing. And, of course, with that will come the collapse of America, and the freedom we've known will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. And, ladies and gentlemen, of course, part of this would happen because of the wicked people who control our government, but much of this is going to happen because God will not be mocked. And a nation that turns against God, well, God turns against that nation, and I believe that God is going to bring his vengeance upon America because of not what we've done, but because what we haven't done. A predominantly Christian nation with predominantly Christian people has turned their backs on the teaching of God and gone right along with what they're told from the pulpit. All you need to do is pray. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in prayer. I believe that we have survived in our ministry because of prayer. But I also believe, of course, that we have an obligation to be involved. And, of course, the prayers have allowed us to continue being active. What are you doing to preserve America and to proclaim the gospel? Until tomorrow at the same time, remember our number, 1-800-544-97, 1-800-544-97. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable